I wanted to basically describe, just in a casual kind of way, just an average Sunday. Even though for us it was a little bit of a different Sunday, but this would be a typical Sunday in the life of a missionary. The thing that was a little different was this week I spent a number of hours sitting down with new converts who had come to the conclusion this was the time for them to be following in believer's baptism. And it is our tradition within our churches that we sit them in front of a video camera. We allow them to tell their story and what has happened in their life since having met Jesus, what has changed, their perspectives, or what is different about their life now. And we edit those together and then play them during the Sunday services. Those that wanted to be baptized this time wanted to be baptized in the river. So our first opportunity has been now May 29th, when the river water has warmed up sufficiently so that we can get in and to be able to get all the people together. For one individual, Sunday is no small feat in and of itself. That process was completed on Saturday evening. So now on Sunday, I rose at my typical time at shortly after 5 o'clock and hit the button to the coffee machine. And about that time, that's when the thunderstorms started. They had been projected, but you never know in Germany what the weather's going to be like. But it did not cause a whole lot of alarm, even though I don't want to baptize, I don't want to be in standing water when lightning strikes. But the fortunate thing in Germany is that if you don't like the weather, wait 10 minutes, because it'll change. So I took the opportunity to pray that God would somehow allow us to continue and to baptize today. Then I sat down with a cup of coffee and answered some correspondence and gathered the rest of my sermon materials to put the finishing touches on a sermon for a brand new series that I would start today. Since we use a lot of multimedia, then I needed to have a list of all the verses that I would use during the sermon and produce them into a format that can be projected onto the walls. In addition, then I gathered all the video testimonies and put them on a USB stick. After having a word of prayer that God would guide me to say the right things to a flock, then for the next couple of hours, then I would be in sermon preparation. Continue to find more materials, verses through the continuity of Scripture to bring out the fact that what we are saying is not a one isolated event, but it is God's heart again and again. And although our church services start at 10:30, at 9 o'clock, I had rounded up all of my gear, an extra change of clothes, the multiple cameras that I was going to put in the hands of photographers that would document the event. And then Debbie drops me off at church. We have one car, and she has for years, for even decades now, has picked up a handicapped woman to make sure that she can attend services. So she takes me early, drops me off, and returns home, and finishes up remaining tasks to start picking up people. So then I have some technical responsibilities at church to make sure everything is lined up. The video testimonies have to be put into the electronic gear that's going to play that during church. Then there's always something that has to be receive attention. And today it was that the cameras were giving a horrible color. There was a color cast. And so I needed to give attention to that. Plus, put the sermon notes in, print out the sermon. Make sure that the ones that will be doing the live broadcast, that they have those materials, so that at the conclusion of the service, it can be loaded up to the Internet Archive. I had a few small conversations directly immediately following the conclusion of the service at 11:40. I had a word of prayer with the church and informed them at directly 12 o'clock we would walk the 4 or 5 minutes it would take to get down to the river from our church location. And a very kind and courteous team had agreed to have cake and coffee. They were going to take it picnic style this time. Instead of serving it in our cafe, they would serve it at the site where we were going to baptize. It was a nice, refreshing treat. As a result, about, I would guess, 140, maybe 150. Church was pretty much packed out today. So somewhere about 250, but about 150, maybe more, came to the location where we were going to baptize. And there we would do some preliminary explanation of what water baptism is and what it's not. It is our faith in Jesus that saves us. His work on the cross paid for it all. It is not our faith in baptism. It is not that we have special magical words that we can say over those being baptized that has any direct spiritual significance. It's their relationship to Jesus Christ. We want to make sure that in a city where quite the opposite is practiced, when parents submit their babies for baptism, they're given the impression that that suffices for forgiveness of sins and for atonement for the penalty of sin and for eternal salvation. So we want to make it very clear what it is and what it's not. And fortunately, it was cold enough that we didn't have to worry about some things. In Germany, when it gets very warm and you baptize outside, then sunbathers will be there and you always have to watch your camera position so that you're not having anything that's indiscreet on footage. It is a family event generally, and if there are believing family members, especially fathers, we not only invite them to attend, but we ask the spiritual father of the home, believers, if they would consider baptizing their own children. And today, one father was thrilled for the opportunity and for the spiritual significance and impact that would have on his family. So at that point, then we gather together. I pray for those that are going to be baptized and for their walk with the Lord. And then we go one by one into the water. It happened to be today that there were many large river rocks at the bottom, so walking was quite a challenge in and of itself. It was not a boat ramp. It was not a beach, just that you could walk in easily. Once you got to the depth of about your knee already, there was a high risk of just being a selfie baptism. In other words, stumbling over rock and going under. So very carefully, we would get into the water. And then one by one, I placed their hands on my wrist and grasping them firmly, then I baptized them to a deep relationship paid for by Jesus to the triune God, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. It is very crisp water. I don't know the temperature, but it does make you gasp when you first enter. At the conclusion, I decided that there was not enough foliage for me to want to change right there. I would then walk wet back to the church. But in the meantime, other people had already said that they would like to have a word with me, and so I had multiple conversations at the baptismal site, still wet, with people. And in the case of one, she was saying that she was in a financial strait, a first-time guest at our church. She had used the rest of her money to pay a bus ticket to come to church. Could I possibly help her? So I said, I would like for her to go back to the church auditorium and there to wait on me, because I would give her from my personal funds. So then we finished some coffee there at the site and then made the trek back to the auditorium. There in my office, I changed and then made sure that woman got the funding she requested. At that point, then I needed to check a few things so that everything worked well with our technical crew, and they had done a fabulous job. It was all fine. So I took my wet clothes and then started putting them into my black carrying case. Then I had one of our evangelism team members. We're going to have an evangelistic meeting on a Saturday night in June. And so we had some things that we logistically needed to work on. So we spoke for about an hour about how we're going to do that. One of the main things is that I've got in June a wedding anniversary coming up, and so I will have the delightful pleasure to go with Debbie to Athens. I've always wanted to go to Mars Hill and see where Paul preached the gospel to that now famous city in Acts 17. And so that threw a little wrench into our available days to actually prepare something. And she needed my assistance. And so we worked that out logistically. At that point, then I made a phone call for Debbie to return back to the church facility and to pick me up, which she gladly did. And just within a couple of minutes, she was back. Brought me home. And she is such a fabulous housekeeper and a provider. She is one of the most talented people with a crock pot that I know. She takes vegetables and a small amount of meat and well in advance prepares that so that some of my most favorite meals, very simple, a meat and potato, and some other vegetables are together and tender and juicy. So I ate. And that was now at just a little bit past 2 o'clock. And then typically for me, my adrenaline is pretty much expired at that point. And so I I wanted to take some of the footage that we had from the baptism, process that, and upload it to those that were baptized. So I worked on that for about an hour. And at that point, then my batteries were running low, and so I took my typical Sunday afternoon nap. That would be a typical Sunday. Then for me, somewhere running from about 5 o'clock in the morning, Sunday morning, until we get home. And that will be about anywhere from 2 to 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and then resting for a while. And so now I can enjoy the pleasures of being outdoors. It rained just lightly. But now I can be outside and just pray and thank Jesus for the privilege to serve him. And should a missionary be listening to this, please understand that the privilege of baptizing multiple people, it comes because you don't give up. You'll go through seasons of life where ministry is effective and you get great traction. There are other times when you even wonder if you have a clue. Just as the cloud cover comes and it goes and the sun shines again. Do not allow yourself to be distracted at any point from your calling. It is a privilege. I spoke this week. Matter of fact, it was yesterday on Saturday with the replacement pastor of a new church plant that I helped 3 years ago. And the two main men that started the church became discouraged. And it was just a constant struggle for them. And so they have left that baby work. But this man has not left. And so I was just offering myself to him. How can I help you? How can I pray for you? What can I do to serve your church to give it a chance for vitality and impact? There will be times when there is a question of whether or not it will ever get real serious traction in Germany anyway. And you keep at it, you don't give up, and you continually pray for new and varied ways to articulate the gospel to our society. And that does just take time. But you continue to love, invest in people, you add value to their lives. So just on a typical Sunday for us, with multiple opportunities to speak into people's lives, I wish for you that joy that I experience right now and the peace of knowing that you're doing exactly what God wants you to do. As Paul described it, the ministry that he had in Rome, they are his crown. His crown and his joy. So it is in my life. I would say these people here bring me such intense joy and peace. I wish you impact in ministry, but that would be a typical day in my life, on a Sunday. That's the routine. So I've just allowed you to have at least a little insight into what it would be like for us. I wish you great joy in knowing your Savior.